On the Ran and Pezainer base on the Gemara, that's the third white line. Raminu below Rosh Prat Lasuma, referring to a Suma Shaharg as a Nefesh Peshagig. So, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Gela. The midrash below Reis that he didn't see is mashma the kan who the below Reis of a mokamacher yochali Reis. This was the pasuk describing it. It happened to be he didn't see. I mean, normally he's able to see, whereas in this scenario he didn't see. Remeiro Emer the Rabbis is a suma. The kim of the Islay mixes yedia. Okay, the Summa does have a level of understanding. Shemargashu kishabaz etzla, he's aware, the Summa has a certain awareness when somebody's there. Abishenli yadiya gemura, which means shaniyoch alachav and mekar mamma, she doesn't know exactly where the person is. But, so we could argue that that's not called being aware. Kim shenareyu. How we could call yediya that partial yediya is called a full yediya, and therefore he can be held culpable and go to galus. Okay. Now Zatiran. So what's the question? So we said two pshatim in the Mishnah. The Perusha Kama, the Perishtim of Masisin, according to the first version, Hachi Parach. Midr Meir, Adr Meir, Midr Behuda, Adr Behuda. Tacham Rameir, Bele Reis, Larabas is a Summa. That Rameir holds that a Summa is culpable, even though he doesn't fully know. Alagad, let's say Yediyah Shlema. Even though he doesn't have full awareness, the Ksaber mixes Yediyah, could call Yediyah. So Rameir holds that the partial knowledge is called knowing. Masis and Tani, Dani Yochalahafer be Yediyazu, Babayam. So according to the first version, that this awareness of that there is certain Nedarim he can be made for, not being aware he can be made for this Neder, and that he's made for, it doesn't work because the mixes Yediyah is not enough. So you're saying Alma mixes Yediyah, Lav can call Yediyah. So we have the steer and the mayor, whether mixes Yediyah is sufficient or not. That's the steer and the mayor. Vacham Rabbi Yehuda, Blah Roy, is Prat Lasuma. Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite, that Alma mixes Yediyah, Lav can call Yediyah. That the partial awareness is not called awareness, so the Summa is not held responsible. Masnisan Amrim Rabbanan, the Han Rabbi Yehuda, who bar put it there Meir, and our Mishnah, the Chacham who argued, which is in general was Rabbi Yehuda, because he was a Meir. In general, the arguments between the Meir with the Chacham was Rabbi Yehuda, or his bar plukte. Yafir bar Bayyam, bar Siyadiya. He allows him to be made for based on that level of knowledge, which is only a partial yediyah. I'm necessarily mixing yediyah. Could call yediyah. Okay, so the kash is from the sefer of the Mishnah. But he says the yediyah anishiyesh b'firma, but any yediyah is a neder, which I'm not aware that this neder goes under the umbrella of what I'm allowed to do. That's a mixing yediyah. And we're having this argument. Okay, that's in the. That's the stira. Bereisha the tani the yafer b'yem shel acharav lakasha. The reisha which says that they can be made for. He has no knowledge at all. He can be made for when he finds out about it. Lakasha the sirlon the chol sheni yudesh yesh mefirim. He doesn't know the whole concept of hafar at all. Feel mixes yediyah lehavi. That's not even mixes yediyah. He knows she made a netter. I mean, the round is saying we could have argued. Well, he knows she made a netter. He just doesn't know you can be made for. That's all. That's a mixed idea. He says no. In regards to the power of a fora, that's not a mixed idea. That's nothing. Okay. Now that's according to the first shot that the person, according to the mayor, cannot be made for on the day that he hears. It can't be made for later on when he finds out about his powers. See, he can't be made for either day. According to the second version, he could be made for the day that he hears, because the mixed deal works. So if so, seemingly there's no stira. Remeir says that Summa mixed idea is sufficient, and Rameshit, he says mixed idea is sufficient. And the Yehuda says in the Mishnah that he can't be made for that day because mixed idea is not enough. And here he says by Summa mixed idea is not enough. So where's the stira? According to the second version of how to learn the Mishnah, it seems to me that this other halacha below Reis fits perfectly. So what's the question? Perusha Basa, the Prishna of Masnitsin. He can't be made for later on, but he could be made for that day. They hold later on he could be made for. So the partial knowledge is not enough to be made for. It's not called he knew about it at all. Later on, when he finds out about his power, his full power, he can be made for. Which means Mishidiyah doesn't, it's not a problem. So then it comes out, Mishidiyah la koyudiyah, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda lokasha. So Rabbi Yehuda is not a stira, Adarabba. Asi Shapur, the Hakka of a Hassam, Sirla, Mishidiyah la koyudiyah. So where's the stira? Awal, the Rameir, other Rameir, Kasha. But Rameir is the question. How so? Dabereisha murderer mayor the yafar b'yam shalacharav. He can be made for later on. I forgot the ikam mixes yedia. How do you shidei sheish nedorim? So he's partially aware. Amis yedia laf kikol yedia, but that doesn't affect his ability to be made for later on, because partially being aware is not enough. And here he's saying Mishidia is yes enough to Mechayev the Summa. That's the stira. The stira is from the ratio of the Mishnah. Are you going to argue that the Sefer of the Mishnah of anything supports what we're saying over here? The Mai Domer B'Sefer Lo Yofer, that it can't be made for later on. Ramir holds that that's not a mixed idea, that's a full idea. He knows he has the power of a fora. So that, and he chose not to use it. So later, that's called he knew. So later on, he kept it made for, obviously. But in the Reisha, that's mixed idea is not ki yidia, and here he's saying that it is. So Vachamur the Rabbah says, Zuma, I'm chshiva lei mixed idea, kikol yidia. Okay. So Tehran, the kushali, I have a problem with this whole thing. My kushya, the whole conversation doesn't make sense to me. Shani yocha, the kroa, kodai, daiki hachi. They're making the yukim and the psukim. They're not arguing in Sawara. Our mission, we're discussing, the Torah says he found out about it. What does it mean when the Torah says found out about something? Okay. We have an argument. Swara is like Yediyah, not like Yediyah. Here we're discussing, I have a pasuk that says Laros. What does the pasuk Laros mean? It's not, we're not arguing in Swara. So maybe the Morris question is, you're right. So the Morris question is, okay, fine, that you hold in logic A, you have a pasuk which based on the way you darshan psukim tells you B, so now you're supposed to learn from the pasuk that B is right and not A. Your logic tells you A is right, tough luck. Learn from this psukim that mixed idea is yes enough or not enough, depending on your medayik in the pasuk. So more said, that's the kasha. In Kemai Mishani Rava, Hachamin Yanadakra. So what was Rava's answer? The kasha was, that we should learn from it the Mor's answer, because that's the topic of the pasuk. Exactly, and the pasuk of the pasuk teaches me a new lesson. Like, what does one do with the other? Okay. That wasn't the question. The question was that simply we seem to have a theory in logic. So Moore's answer is, well, it's a pasuk. Okay, but we're not. There never was a theory in logic to start with. But nearly the Sirlon, the Moore answers that the pshat is like this: that the psukim are not maduik one way or the other. The pshat in the psukim is whatever you hold the logic is true. That's how you're going to see in the pasuk. The Sirlon delav mikra daiki hachi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir the kram mashmahachi the pasuk go either way. Amar Amar Svarei. Each one is saying what they hold is logical, and they're being medayik to pasuk based on the logic. So even without the pasuk, they would have learned that that's the din. So it comes out the pasuk is just an asmachta. So that's the question. Logic is the steer to our Mishnah, and the more answers. Umeshani Rava, the lav kidikosach daitok the besor of Alma told. They're not arguing based on logic. Alahakim and the kra. It's based on the flow of the psukim, and it's, so therefore it's a drasha gemura. Fine. Now zok deran. So what? Now why don't we say ligmar minei? So that wasn't the worst question. That wasn't the worst answer. Everything's great. So I'm left with my own personal questions at the round. So you should ask me, but now that the pasuk is madaik like that, based on the flow of the psukim, etc., that should be a din. And that should teach us everywhere else how to look at it. There's no logical connection between the two things that I should learn out from how the Torah approaches Ritzeach to the dinim of Nador. Now, to the run, but look at Sidon Hacham in Yon of the Kra. Look at Sidon Hacham in Yon of the Kra, Hacham in Yon of the Kra. Which we have in our Gemara. The Ron takes it out. The lesser beikir nuski, it doesn't belong in the regular. It's not found in any of the primary text versions. In other words, the question is, in general, the phrase of hakam yana the krah, hakam yana the krah is used when you're contrasting two dinim, and there seems to be a stira in the dinim. So you say, well, each one is based on the place where it's found in the Torah. That's not what the Mor is talking. The Mor is discussing the Chagos and Rabbi Yehuda, how to learn the Psukim. So it's not Hacha and Hacha, it's Rabbi Yehuda's approach and Rabbi Meir's approach. There's no here and there. So the whole phrase doesn't make any sense. The man the Garisle, if you have the Girsa, you have to learn the Mikar Perchinan Nigram Minel. That the Mor's question was learn from these dinim here by Ritzeach to Nador, and the Mor answers no. The Ritzeach, it makes sense to say it based on the background of the Psukim of Ritzeach, whereas Nadorim, that's not the conversation. It's not. So then you are contrasting here and there, here Ritzeach versus there Nadorim. So then the Mor's question was different. The Mor's question was learn from Ritzeach to Nadorim. The Mor answers, you can't, because each one has to be understood in context. Okay. Rameyer is not saying Mr. Yidia could call Yidia, like the Mishnah says. So then, why is Rameyer saying over here that the Rabbis is a Summa? Because that's based on the Psukim. The pasuk is being marba that the knowledge of level of the Rishuma is sufficient.
Knowledge level of what is sufficient.
What?
knowledge of the level of water is sufficient.
Of the Summa's knowledge of, by the case of Seich is sufficient. Okay. Now, there should be, you know, the Rishash puts in over here that that's the end, that Rabbi Kra is the end of the thought. And below Ra'os, Prat L'Suma is going back, now is a new piece, that's Rabbi Yehuda talking. The Masha, Sheder Rishat, Rabbi Mokamacher. Okay. So, Rishuma Lavar made the who. So Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Meir said that it says, Bibli Das, and the Summa is not Bar Meida. She doesn't know exactly where he is. So that should exclude the Summa from being responsible. And therefore Rabbi Meir says, Vi Amrit Belo Ra'ois Prat L'Suma. If Bilo Rosh is coming to exclude a Summa, we don't need it. We already know that from Lidas. So the general phrase of the rule of if the Torah writes a second Miyat, we understand it's not coming to be Miyat, Dimir Rab. There is multiple sugyas and shas where the presentation of it in different masechtas is flipped around. They're called sugyas hamischalfas, sugyas which seem to be flipped. That in masechta A, the more approaches it one way; in masechta B, the more approaches it a different way. So the Ram is saying that this Gemara's approach is not like the approach of the Gemara in the Sethas Makkas. Okay.
The contradiction.
That'd be the first thought, obviously. In other words, the Gemara is presenting two approaches of how to deal with the issue. And the Gemara is giving validity to both of them. So it's hard to call it a contradiction, but that's how. And then you have to figure out which sugya you're talking like. The general approach is the sugya bim karma is the primary sugya. So Mesechta Makkos, we're discussing how the Rabbi Yehuda regards the Galus, that's going to be the primary sugya.
Are they makrifot in the sense of the opinions were assigned to?
No, the Gemara's explanation of the opinions. The Gemara over there starts with. This issue of Mitzvah Kol Yodia, the more there starts with that being the background of thought process before the Pasuk. So, if I hold in logic A is true and the Pasuk is coming, and then it obviously can't be repeating A because I already know A is true. It must be it's coming to say the opposite of A. So, whatever, and I hold B is true, the Pasuk is coming to say the opposite of B. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Prat L'Suma means the ultimate logic, the Suma should be included. Right? So the Gemara here says he holds it's included based on the Pasuk of Yomus Re'al Bayar. There the Gemara says, because he holds in Surah, makes it can call you Diyah. So then, if that's true, the Gemara has no cash over here. Then that's what he says by the door. And by over here, logic is true, but the Pasuk says not like that. End the conversation. Right? That's how the Gemara answers the kasha. So that's a totally different approach that our Gemara is giving. Our Gemara is saying, well, you're right, but there's this new pasuk of going to the Yar. Okay. Zadim Mishnah. Hamadar Hanoa. Now, the girsa on the side over here is Lichasnoi, which means he makes himself usur on his son-in-law. He wants to give his daughter, who's married to this guy, money. So, but his son-in-law can't get any benefit from the father-in-law. So, Amr-in-law tells the daughter, I'm giving this to you as a matana. And he can be marked it to the daughter, amanas, that the husband doesn't get any violence over it. Okay. Fine. Elamah mashat noises menasenes befich. That now he will gain the fact that if you spend it for yourself, he won't have to feed you. But that's considered. That's his benefit, but that's a side benefit. That's not direct. But the mission says he needs to say the full language. That what you can do with it is use it for yourself, not for anybody else. Okay. Because if he tells her that the husband has no reshus over it, but you can do whatever you want with it, then that she might use it for the benefit of the husband. So that's already oser. So he has to stress, the only thing you can do with it is you can spend it directly for yourself, and then any benefit the husband is getting is secondary. But if I give you the money, your husband doesn't get kinyan in it, but you use it for his benefit, that's oser. That would not be enough to be matir. Okay, another number. Mechasnoi. The rights of law says most of the. Now, why does it discuss money? Maybe let it discuss food. It's not limited. It's anything. You can't give her anything. Why money? What tani most? The reason why the mission discusses money. Mishum di yoyv lo mezonis. If he gives her food, in tzarich lemer lo klum. Fishen lebal skiya behem. The husband is not kind to them. In general, that's the general rule. Behind the thumb, perkein ben amutter. Besonas ishtoi, that if somebody's mutter no mechaber, he's allowed to support, give the wife support. Well, he tzichu loimer uvachuli hele balak v'shespen. The more do not make that requirement over there that he has to make this tonight. Shem the kiman the iu zona b'mokam bal. Less to the bowel, shumaskus boysen mizarnis. I'm giving you the food. The husband gets no kinyan in it at all. The husband gives her the designated amount that he's supposed to provide for food for the woman. And the woman was careful and limited herself and did not use all the food. She left over food. That belongs to the woman. Kamsa meisasa. She was limited herself from her dough, from the. She ate less bread than she expected. She has a right to the rest of it, and she can do whatever she wants with it. So that's when the husband gave it to her. The husband loses ownership. So the husband has no power over the mezonos. Shabachi Tony. So therefore, the mission says, "Who writes the law says bita mos shimetsuyan loitzia oisan bechefseha." He gives her money which she wants to spend for whatever as she wants. Here, gabba yeshal lebal schus ben. That place, the husband would get ownership in it. So what happens? So how do you deal with it? So the more Barbarossa says that the husband never owns the money totally because it was given to the woman, but the husband has a right to get payrus. So the main husband Yilkel ben Karka, Babel Oichel Payrus. Nimsa Zenehena Mechamov Shir Dira Hano. So if that's the locha, so now the husband's getting benefit from his father-in-law. He has to say both parts to it. It doesn't work. The Mesisan Remeir, he domer Yad Ishak Yad Bala, Kinimukulabagamar. So it doesn't help. It's the hand of the husband, automatic. So he has to say the second lashon. How does it make it better? So we understand this language means it's not even yours until you put it into your mouth. Then the husband doesn't get ownership in it. He says that you can use it for clothing. Lo mahani won't work. Because there the husband is cutting her clothing. We're cutting your son about.
If he gave her money before she bought food, so what is it then?
It's the giver's food. It's the giver's money, which he has a right to spend to buy food. It's the giver's food. And when she puts it in her mouth, it's hers. So when she consumes it, it becomes hers. That's because Romero holds the Yadisha Katbala, she can't be kinder for herself. So whatever she's going to be kinder belongs to the husband. So only answers, but not when she puts it into her mouth. The second argument, we'll pick that up tomorrow.